You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Yawm al-thulatha, the 16th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442, which is also the 27th of July, 2021. My name, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, our beloved two engineers, none other than Brother Lokolo here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, and of course, the other engineer in the Durban studios. We welcome all our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And we welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Al Ansar International and of course our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our Zakat Nisab, 7,500 Rand. Mehre Fatimi, 19,000 Rand. Minimum Mar for Hanafis, 390 Rand. For Malikis, 130 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum Mehr. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. That's +27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @AK Hussein. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad this beautiful evening. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat.
Ustad, the listener wants to know, I made qurbani for the deceased. Can I eat from it, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding qurbani meat, the sacrifice we performed here in South Africa on Wednesday, Thursday. So anyway, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. You eat from there, feed others also, and you can store it also, make biltong and so forth. So all that would be permissible. Now some people, they slaughtered for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sacrificed the goat, the sheep, the cow, or for all the marhumin and the deceased and so forth. So from that can you eat? There the intention is isali sawab. So yes, even if you eat from there, it's fine. And then you give out to the poor, the needy and so forth. Best is to make 3 shares. So 1 share will be for yourself, 1 share will be for your family and friends, and 1/3 will be for the poor. So that is not compulsory, it is desirable and meritorious.
So, Ustad, what happens to some people where they send out the deceased photos, Ustad? Is this permissible in Islam?
Remember, this is a major, major sin. We will tackle this problem from 3 perspectives. Number one is this, that person who was ill, sick, and so forth, he told his heirs and family members, when I die, you must then send out my photos, you must put it on your profile, and so forth. Then he also is severely punished. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innal mayyita liyu'adhabu bibukai ahlihi alayhi. That sometimes the mayyit, the deceased, gets punished because the people who are alive are crying because of him. So his departure and his demise and death. So the meaning of it is, if he encouraged that or commanded it. So similarly, when we apply the law of qiyas and analogy, so here also, if he told them that, then he is also guilty. community. Secondly, people are doing it on their own. He prohibited them and told them not to do so. Then for that day, there will be no punishment for him, no sin upon him. And the aides and the family members who are doing this, remember, absolutely haram it is. Today, the crime, you see, people's hearts are saturated with the love of this world. A person is right in his last stages in Sakarat, and he's fighting for his life, but we know it's a matter of minutes or moments or seconds he'll leave the world. Instead of reminding the person, لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, you're supposed to be reading La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, so that the last words he or she reads is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and enter Jannah and Paradise, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. But the person is sitting there in that room and is busy with his video, busy with his camera. How this person is in Sakarat, how this person will pass away, and then he will send it out and it goes viral. So all this totally, absolutely haram. You are desecrating, you must remember, the rank status of that person there. He needs help and you are busy with your entertainment and so forth. So therefore, and you who are placing it and putting it as your profile, remember, then everybody looks at it and so forth and so on. So that is how you cause problems for yourself and for the deceased also. So therefore, stay away from this heinous crime and bad practice. Terrible indeed it is.
I see everyone is worried to start and concerning about the Muslim marriages in South Africa and the blunders of that organization. They want to know, Ustad, when is the court case regarding Muslim marriages? What should we do in this case, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I respond, one request. All of you who are recording this program or this portion here, please switch on your phones on record and so forth. And once I'm finished with the answer, send it out to all your contacts and everybody. Because by the time my brother Lukolo finish the program and he's then prepare the podcast, by that time it will be 10:30 and 10:40, 45 and so forth. So now it's only going for about 8:15 rather. So therefore, that is my first request. So I'm starting the response now, so you record everything there, inshallah. First and foremost, you need to understand that what is the court case and who are the parties involved. So there is the Women Legal Center. So you must remember that they say they want to get marriages, Muslim marriages recognized and so forth. So they are the applicant. And remember Lajnatul Muslimat, you must remember that Lajnatul Muslimat, so they are the ones who are the respondents, right? So the Muslim women are the respondents and so forth. So that is who are the applicant and who are the defendant and so forth. Second one is, when will this court case take place? On the 5th of August. So not this Thursday, next week Thursday it will take place. So now what must we do? And then to add another crime to this, Uksa, remember, they are the ones who are going in as amicus, as the friends of the court. So they're going in from those people's side who want the Muslim marriages to be recognized with all these consequences and so forth. So you need to understand that. Let me just give you one, two easy examples what that means. So you must remember, the South African Constitution will reign supreme, and our Sharia and all that will become secondary and marginalized. So you must remember, if they apply their law and a woman gives divorce and so forth, so that also could be construed as a divorce according to them. So imagine what could happen and what the ramifications, consequences could be. The laws of inheritance also will be impacted. So many issues you can use as an example. So that are certain points that you should keep in your mind. I don't want to give out the long drawn answer. I did all that yesterday. It's gone viral, mashallah. You send it to everybody. Today, brief answer. You Muslim, What must you do? So these are the following 7 things you can do, inshallah. Let's count them. Number 1, make dua. Jaa al-haqqu wa zahaqa al-batil. Remember, the truth has come and the batil must perish. Uksa al-batil, remember that they showed their true colors last year Ramadan also, when they became friends of the court. They became friends of the court and the enemies of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and the enemy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first request we got of you, esteemed listeners, who are seeking the truth, is dua. Cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla wa'ala, this gracious humiliates them more and more, because they are causing so much harm to Islam and Muslims in this past few years there. That's number 1. Number 2, these are the questions you must pose to them. You the Darul Uloom students, you the ulama on haq, you the Muslims who are really concerned and so forth. So these are the questions. Number 2, ask them that when you went to court last year, as friends of the court, as amicus, to close the masajid and the mosque. So that was a crime committed unprecedented in human history. When are you going to apologize for that crime there? Or you're not going to apologize because you will upset the government and so forth. Because you are corrupted, government is corrupted, so it suits both parties. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. So both parties are now rubbing one another's backs, so remember that. So that is the second question. Ask them, when will they apologize, or are they not going to apologize because of their pride and corruption? That's number 2. Number 3. You ask them this question, their previous or former president of Uksa was a murtad, and remember, not once did he retract and so forth. Hindu wedding, certain aspects of it and all that, they try to legalize it and say it's fine and so forth. So imagine, they say they're representing majority of Muslims of South Africa, but their president is a murtad. So the previous one, former one, call whatever you want to. Ask them that question and ask them, is AK speaking the truth or is speaking lies? And they must answer all this here. So that's number 3. So dua, apology, then president being murtad of theirs. You know what is murtad? A person who was born a Muslim or he embraced Islam and then he rejects one of the cardinal and fundamentals and articles of faith. He goes out of the fold of Islam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. Whosoever becomes a murtad, then immediately or 3 days. So it's just like immediately, one can say. So there's capital punishment and the death penalty according to all 4 schools. So see what a serious crime it is. But these, they are so-called president. Well, what more can you ask for from such a corrupt organization? That's number 4. So number 5, how many is that now? Dua, then the apology, then you must remember president, number 3. So now we're going to number 4. So our 4th question to them will be that, where is your allegiance? If your allegiance is truly to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah and to the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Deen of Islam, then how come you want to go and run to the court as friends of the court and then subjugate and make our Muslim law secondary and the constitution primary? I mean, how that works? How you reconcile that? Yes, tell the public that no, your allegiance is not really to Almighty Allah's Quran and Sunnah, but your allegiance is more to the constitution, so you can curry favor with the politicians, you can get some interviews with them, and you can speak to them, and so forth and so on. So your allegiance lies there, and that is what your track record has shown us. In the old apartheid, you were in bed with them also, many of the organizations, and now you're in bed with a corrupt government. So remember, so where does your allegiance come to? If it is to Almighty Allah, the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sunnah, then what need is there to become friends of the court? And if it's not that, then ask yourself, are you really a Muslim or not? That's a question you need to ask yourself. And you, the public, need to ask them. So you must remember, that will be number 4. Then number five, how come you marginalized? Your founder member, Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, that was founded in 1955 by senior ulama. So half of them, three quarters of them, I met myself. So you must remember that. And now when you were formed in 1994, Uksa, but now you marginalized them and so forth. They knew nothing till we informed them and we told them that this is all Uksa has made an application to the Concord, the Constitutional Court, and then they released the statement the next day. So you must remember these type of things here. So that is a big crime. So you have to ask them, you created the perception there. You must remember, by the Concord, as though as it was a unanimous decision of UKSA, but how can it be unanimous when your founder member didn't know about it? So is that perjury or not? Is that fraud or not? So you need to ask them these questions. That's number five. Number six, I just send out an article now before Isha and so forth. Those people who are swearing, cursing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you must remember they have something called muta prostitution. You UKSA, I challenge you. I challenge you, UKSA. You must pass a fatwa under the bar, under your people's, on your website, you'll go on TV, you'll love to go on TV and so forth. Announce there that these people are not Muslim and out of the fold. That's my challenge to you. Why can't you say that? You know why you can't say that? That people who are practicing on prostitution, cursing, swearing Sahaba are non-Muslim. Why you can't say that? Because you're receiving money from them. You know that very well. Or you know that you are getting from their sympathizers. So you must remember that. That is the sixth question. And the last question you need to ask them is this, that do you really believe that the Muslims of South Africa are so foolish and idiots, they're going to believe you again? You know the fairy tale story you tried to pull when you went as friends of the court the previous time, then you went cap in hand, town to town, trying to tell the donors they must keep on giving you money. I said this many times, and I repeat this on all three radio stations, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These people who call themselves ulama, they're not ulama, they're politicians. It's best for them to go join the political parties. They're selling the ummah. To read salat behind them is not permissible. And remember to do, contribute and donate to them. Zakat, lillah, sadaqah is haram and not permissible. Wallahu a'lam bisawab. Allah knows the best.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I see the brother says, why should we apologize when majority was okay with it and we did absolutely nothing wrong? Let's finalize this in court to start.
So you must remember that if you did nothing wrong, what Allah is saying there, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, you are the biggest zalim oppressor to close the masjid. You, if you legalize it, you straight away kafir. If you rejecting this verse, you straight away kafir. You straight out of the fold of Islam if you reject this verse. Therefore you and your UKSA and your organizations, for all of you, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them, you must remember, it is disgrace upon disgrace, and for them, you must remember, is a terrible, horrible punishment awaiting them.
Allahu Akbar. 23 minutes after 8 South African time, well said from our beloved Ustad. Ustad, listen to this question. Somebody says, can we give Qurbani meat, Ustad, to non-Muslims?
Remember that these are issues on which there's difference of opinion among scholars and jurors. Hanafi scholars say your neighbor is a non-Muslim and so forth. So you want to give him Qurbani meat, you're not going to sell it and so forth, you just give it as a gift, so it's fine. You can't give Qurbani meat in exchange of labor or services rendered and so forth and so on. So you must remember this, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us here, kulu, Nabi through Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi, kulu wa atimu, eat and give others. So Hanafi scholars say that if you feed and give non-Muslims, it's fine. However, the Shafi Zambali say no, whether it's Qurbani meat or whether it's aqiqah. So in a case like that, you must remember it must be given to Muslims only and not non-Muslims.
So Ustad, we want to migrate, we want to make hijrah to Namibia, Ustad. What is your right on this?
Yes, somebody sent me a WhatsApp or an email and so forth regarding the same question. So somebody wants to go to Turkey, somebody go on to Namibia, somebody after all these riots and looting and so forth. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector and the most merciful one to show mercy. So in a case like that, you must remember that my advice still will be that it is best to stay in South Africa. Not because we are the safest country. We know corruption is at its peak. We know crime is at its peak. We know Cape Town is one of the gay capitals of the world. But you still have so many ulama'i Rabbani, ulama'i Haqqani, which you will not find in other countries. You have still so many masajid, so many daloons, madrasas, hangars, so who are still promoting the truth. Alhamdulillah, you get this upside down characters. We are exposing them. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So you must remember that we're not speaking of them. So I want to tell you, when I went to Namibia, so when I went there, when I was in Windhoek, maybe things have changed now. Maybe 10 to 12 years ago I went. So anyway, till then, there was not a single masjid in Windhoek. A masjid there wasn't. Everywhere they had muswallas and so forth and so on. So I even spoke to some of the imams and said, as you know, how come you don't have a masjid here? I mean, it's an indictment upon you all. There are so many Muslims there. There were 2-3 South African families at that time. Maybe it's more now. So that is what I'm telling you. The infrastructure there was very far behind compared to South Africa. Then I want to, you must remember, the other place there as well. So you must remember, there also, they have a masjid there. But you know that the madrasa and all that leaves a lot to be desired. So my advice to you will be, make istikhara, go and see properly, and don't be in a haste and so forth. So you know, because people go lock, stock and barrel, and then to come back is another big issue and so forth. So don't be hasty, make proper istikhara, mashura. But if you want my opinion, I will still tell you that stay here in South Africa for the reasons I mentioned.
Somebody says, Ustad, we lost our shop, etc., in the riots. Ustad, in the looting. Please give us advice. What do we do?
First and foremost, what you should do is, you know, it's difficult times. Your whole empire, you saw it collapsing in front of you. The thugs came, criminals came, they burnt it, they looted, burnt the shop and what. So many places happened like that. So still you are a Muslim. So go read 2 rakat, salah to shukr. They stole your goods. They never stole our iman. They never stole our Islam. So for that, you should be making shukr. One. Number two is this, whatever happens, if it happens favorable, alhamdulillah. And if it happens, you must remember that unfavorable things, alhamdulillah, yala kulli hal. We still praise Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, in all cases and circumstances. So that is where we are today, you must remember, that people are wondering that in matter of hours, everything got finished. So you have to look at the Quran. Quranic verse, Almighty Allah always gives us inspiration. And you know, when a person does not know which way to turn, you turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Almighty Allah states, إِيَّا أَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا, that when there's goodness in your heart, you got Iman, you got Islam, you got Ikhlas and sincerity, يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ, Almighty Allah will give you something better compared to what was taken away from you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you. So imagine how much motivation, inspiration Allah is giving us. Chapter number 8, verse number 70. So inshallah, you make istikhara, what you want to start, what you want to do, and so forth and so on. So inshallah, in that way, Allah will give you something, a ni'mal badal, a better replacement.
Ustaz, I don't know if you heard, they say that from the 1st of Muharram, we will be allowed to go for Umrah. How authentic is that to start?
Remember that South Africans and some other countries there, you're not allowed just to go just like that. You have to go 2 weeks first quarantine, just this afternoon or evening. One brother who I know, and he's got Iqama on top of it. He doesn't need a visa. He's got permanent residence there. So others will have to apply for Umrah visa and so forth. So he also has to go for 2 weeks quarantine. So he's going to Jordan, he said. So from there, then he will go. He'll try to go to Medina and so forth. If you are asking me a fatwa or advice, this is my fatwa, this is my advice to you. Do you know what happens there, even if you reach there? You can't just enter the Haram Sharif and so forth, you must remember. So you can't just enter the Haram Sharif and so forth when you feel like. You have to apply for every Salat. Imagine that. So Jummah time, maybe you're there, but you can't read Jummah Salat. Stay in Makkah and that. Number two is you can't just go for Nafil Tawaf and so forth. And then number three is this, that they will allow you for Umrah, and then you want to make a second Umrah. You don't know whether you'll get the chance or not and so forth. So personally, my advice to people is that you should not go for Umrah. You're spending so much money. For what? You must remember that. To go listen to all the haram dandas of theirs. I told you this whole thing of curtailing Hajj to 60,000, last year 1,000, and now with all these rules and all that, it's all haram, it's all un-Islamic, it's got nothing to do with Islam, it's all politics being played. If you go there today and go find out that they had, you must remember this function, this concert or what, so that time how many thousand people or hundreds of people were allowed, but for us as guests of Allah Jalla wa Ala, or guests of Nabi alayhi salam, all these restrictions, all the un-Islamic. So I don't see that the purpose of going for that Umrah and so, and then 2 weeks quarantine and so forth, and then you can't go for every Salat, you can't go make Tawaf. So to me, all this year, Islamically, definitely is not permissible and totally haram.
29 minutes to 9 o'clock, we're going to go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away. Stay tuned.